views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant, Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you awaken to your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live, and by doing so, help the whole planet shift to a more peaceful and loving way of being. My guests today are on a mission to bring calm to cancer, which, in my opinion, will definitely help heal the world. Yesterday, February 4th, was World Cancer Day, so it seems quite fitting to have them here today, shining a light on how you can use your mindful muscle to boost inner strength so that you have the tools to switch from anxiety and overwhelm to feeling grounded and calm whenever you might need them. Now, you might have caught on there. I actually said guests because I have two guests. This is like a first for me, and I'm just so excited. They're a husband and wife team, David Dashinger and Tamara Green, and they have recently released a book called Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond. Now, I read their book, and I truly believe every person dealing with cancer in any way, or really any life-threatening illness, would benefit from reading this book. So, whether you're a patient, a caregiver, a professional, a neighbor, a coworker, touched in any way by cancer, or even any other diagnosis, this book would be an awesome addition to your library. They are so honest and vulnerable throughout the pages, allowing you to get a real feel for their experience, but from a very unique and heartening perspective. Plus, they share a lot of wonderful tools and tips throughout the book to help you apply whatever things you're ready to try. Now, as if that's not enough, they also created an app called Loving Meditations, and it is the only app specifically designed to help cancer patients, survivors, and caregivers cope with their physical and emotional symptoms. I met Tamara at a couple of Evolutionary Business Council events, and at the second one, Tamara actually volunteered to lead some early morning yoga and meditation sessions, which is a pretty great example of the kind of guests. As a professional, she's a psychotherapist, dating and relationship coach, and meditation facilitator. But what really stands out for me when I think about her is her calming energy that she just seems to exude, as well as her gentle, loving smile that truly does light up a room. David, well, he's relatively new to me. I did meet him once for a couple minutes in San Diego in a room filled with a whole bunch of people. So we really don't know much about each other. But I have to confess, after reading the book, I feel like I know them both quite well. They're like buddies. We go way back. It might be one-sided, but it's kind of how I feel. David is a Grammy-nominated composer, fire lieutenant, and stage 4 head, neck, and lymphatic cancer survivor. So, obviously, I could go on and on about these guys. I'm going to stop here. Tamara and David, welcome to the Vibrant, Powerful Mom Show.
Hi, Debbie. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, I'm just thrilled to have you on the show and to be able to talk about some of the tools and ideas that you share in your book. I really believe that they're going to help people tap into their own ability to positively influence an experience that most people see as overwhelmingly negative. So I just think that's so important. Mm-hmm. So let's dive right in, shall we?
Absolutely.
So your book is called Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond. And I'm sure many listeners are wondering if it's really possible to find this place of calm amidst, you know, these kind of epic life challenges. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Certainly. It is overwhelming, and it is being thrown into a world of chaos almost instantly, at least it was for us, where we went from everyday normal life to, oh my God, that doctor just told me I have stage 4 cancer and my life is completely changed. So out of that chaos and out of that overwhelm, when we finally collectively caught our breath and kind of came down to earth for a second, I realized I had a choice on how I was going to experience this whole, what it looked like a journey, because the doctors were prescribing weeks of treatment and it meant stopping work. It meant life being on hold essentially for the better part of 4 months. So in those choices, I had the choice of looking at it like the worst disaster, the worst thing that could possibly happen, or possibly an adventure. Like what can my body and I do throughout this cancer journey, the treatment and the symptoms and the, hopefully the eradicating of it, that would be more like an epic survival story rather than I'm a victim, I'm a patient. It's all in the hands of the doctors. And I have no power over this. So it really came down to making some choices.
Okay. So what kind of choices helped you to stay calm? I mean, because a lot of times we can have that kind of thinking going on in our mind, but it's really hard to actually put it into practice.
Sure. Well, as you alluded to, we also get bombarded with a lot of information. Some of it is cultural. Some of it is just almost like ingrained in us, like cancer is a death sentence. Cancer is really lethal, which it is. It's an invasive disease. And you hear your treatment plan and it's all very intense scientific stuff. But, you know, what if we have the courage to listen to our body and also honor our bodies throughout that experience and also to quiet our minds? Because at that point in time, when you're facing the cancer diagnosis, your mind is going crazy. Like, how am I going to get through this? What am I going to do about work, the kids, our mortgage, any number of things? It really was a choice about how do I quiet my mind and how do I get centered and prepare myself for this experience?
Right. Nice. Tamara, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, for me, I was in so much fear and overwhelm after that doctor said, you have stage 4 cancer, to David, because just 4 days prior to that, our son, I think he was 13 at the time, was diagnosed with Lyme disease. So there was a lot going on. And you know, I've been meditating, both David and I had been meditating for years, but I had been meditating for quite a number of years. And when I got hit as, oh my goodness, I'm the caregiver, not only to my husband who's very sick, but also to our son who is very sick. And there's no one else in the house. Our daughter was already, you know, out of state in college. So it's just me kind of holding down the fort for everything.
Yikes.
So yeah, so I really did go into a lot of fear and had a few sleepless nights until I realized, hey, wait a minute, what am I doing? Let me take my own advice that I would give my own clients. And I, you know, certainly held a lot of workshops and meditation, you know, let me do my own advice and take care of this fear, which when it gets right down to it, what fear really is a bunch of negative judgments. And so I started looking at the judgments that I was having. And quite honestly, when I made a list of the judgments I was having, it made me laugh because some of them were kind of crazy.
Do you have some examples off the top of your head?
That I must be such a terrible, you know, psychotherapist and mom to be having a judgment in the first place, you know, that kind of
yes.
a thing, you know,
yeah.
Kind of hard on myself for, I guess, you know, I wasn't allowing myself just to be human having this experience. So I laughed at myself And then I immediately, literally within minutes, I jumped right back into the practice that I had had for many years of meditation and gratitude. But I want to say something that even though I had a practice of meditation and gratitude, it doesn't mean that if you're going through a major crisis in your life or a major challenge that you have to have years of practice behind you. No, no, no. You can start immediately, and they're super, super simple things that you can do to have these mindful moments or even a meditation practice.
Yes. You know, I love that. And I love the way this kind of ties together, and that what David was saying, in my mind anyway, is that the cancer is a little bit of a wake-up call. It is sort of saying to you, okay, you have to change something. You have to do something different here. And when you recognize that, all right, so then maybe the message is to figure out what is going to help calm me, slow me down, and enter meditation, right? That's one of those things. And it can be done in so many different ways. So I really love that message. And you find what is going to work best for you. And also that you notice there is a message there saying you have to do something different.
Okay? Right. So. Yeah. Way we talk about it in the book, our book, Live Calm with Cancer, is from my perspective, it was an opportunity to hit the reset switch. You've hit complete bottom, and you know you're in this low, mucky place, and pretty much the only way is up from there. But it's also this beautiful opportunity to like, okay, yeah, what can I do different? Like, what's another way of viewing this? What other actions can I take? And so some of the things that we brought into the picture were a mindfulness practice for me. Since I had to spend hours in the infusion center, I would bring some mindful or meditative audio and put on my earbuds and listen while I was getting chemotherapy. And in between some treatment sessions, we would do yoga and other kinds of meditation. And one simple thing that worked for us, and it's almost cliche, but we would go out for a walk and just exchange gratitude statements so that we could shift out of this place of negativity into a place of appreciation and positivity.
Mm-hmm. I love that tip. Do you want to just expand on it a little bit more? Because when I read that tip, I thought, what a great idea.
Sure. We would go out for a walk. Just getting outside and moving is also very helpful to someone, to the caregiver and the patient. And we would just start by one of us making a statement like, I'm so grateful that we have wonderful kids. And then Tamara would say something like,
I'm so happy that you're choosing life instead of choosing death.
And then I'd say something like, you know, I'm so happy we have supportive friends who come and shovel our driveway after it snows.
Right. And back and forth we would go until we would feel lighter and better. It just felt great to do it.
Nice. And it feels to me like the permission was there to be grateful for the smallest thing. I'm so grateful I can walk today.
You know? Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And some of these things don't have to be done out loud or with another person. They can easily be done internally by yourself.
Nice. So in the description that we gave for today's show, we talked about sharing a breath technique that will have you blissed out pronto. can we do that right now?
Absolutely. And if anybody's listening while they're driving, please pull over.
Yeah, or don't do this while you're driving.
Or operating heavy machinery.
Right. Okay.
So the idea here with this very quick and easy breath technique is that, you know, where your mind goes, energy goes. So when we're stinking thinking, all the energy is in the head. So you kind of create a hot head. And we want to purposely lower the energy out of the head and into the lower parts of our body. And it will immediately bliss you out, as you will see. So what I want everybody to do is either stand or sit, but with your feet firmly planted on the floor. And with a very relaxed but yet erect spine, and breathe in, filling up your lungs all the way to the tops. And then exhale, because you can, move the energy down from your head into your torso, legs, and even feet, moving it down, 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 down. Breathe in, filling up your lungs. Exhale again, moving the energy down your torso, down your legs, to your feet, and even toes, 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 toes. Breathing in, filling up your lungs. Exhale, move the energy down to your feet, 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 feet. Start to feel the connection between your feet and the floor and earth. Now, as if your feet are sponges, you breathe into the pores of your feet because you can. Exhale, move the energy down like you're creating roots into the ground. You're a tree creating deep roots in the ground. Again, breathe into the pores of your feet. Exhale, deeply grounding with stronger, longer roots into the ground. Again, breathing into your feet. Exhale, even more anchored down into the earth as you move the energy down into your roots. Okay, last three breaths. You now breathe into the root system you just created. And now have all that calming, grounding energy move up your body all the way back up to your head with your exhale. And again, breathing down into your root system. Exhale, moving that calming energy up into every cell of your body. And last breath, down into the root system. Exhale and have every cell be washed with this calming, very grounded energy. And Debbie, how do you feel?
Oh, beautiful. I had to be a little bit careful because my mic is super sensitive. And if I, you know, really exhaled, that's all you guys would hear. But even that actually was nice because I was then paying attention, feeling the energy go down because there would be no noise on my mic if the air went down through my body the way you suggested.
Beautiful.
Very yeah. Nice. Yeah, loved it. And, you know, I really loved how you guys shared so many of these kinds of processes throughout the book, and then how the app actually takes it a step further and provides pictures and music, of course, mm-hmm. along with Tamara's voice guiding us through the meditation. So really, all a person has to do is open up the app, stick in their earbuds, and away they go into that healing zone. So very, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put this in here now because sometimes I have trouble getting to it and it's so important. David and Tamara have a free mindful breath meditation as a gift for you, which you can pick up from their lovingmeditations.com website. So that's lovingmeditations.com/free. And you can pick that up from there, but also you can get this app, and we'll talk about the app a bit more in a few minutes. And you can listen to all the wonderful meditations on there as well. So lots of great resources here. Now, time is just zooming along. So David, as your journey unfolds in the book, you share a lot of little insights, like a new appreciation for your body and how well it worked prior to cancer. Can you talk a bit about this and what it taught you?
Absolutely. I joke that I was the poster child for good health at the fire department where I work, and just in general, because I was always keeping myself fit, eating good food. Mm-hmm. And so it felt like a failure. Initially, it felt like a failure to have to tell these guys that I work with, you know, I've got this stage 4 cancer and I'm not going to be coming to work for months. And that gave me an opportunity to look at it a little different. Like, it's not, you know, yes, my track record was snapped, but it's how you get up from something like that. How do you reinvent yourself from something like that that really defines you? It's not the fact that you failed or you showed up, you know, one day and your winning streak was over. And so it brought me on a sort of a side journey on examining limiting beliefs and how those affect my life and the outcome of cancer treatment, in that we are really only as limited as what we're willing to buy into. Example of something we mentioned in the book real quick is the mile. They could not break the 4-minute barrier for running the mile. And it was believed that it was physically impossible to do it. Right. But Roger Bannister wasn't buying into that limiting belief. And he did what he had to do. And one day ran the mile and broke it by a few, you know, fractions of a second, because he was not subscribing to that belief. So we talk about that kind of stuff in the book, and it's, you know, the cancer journey, that's one of many things that was an opportunity to examine and to kind of make a growth experiment.
Mm, nice. I think that is so important, because our beliefs truly do make up our reality, but we make up our beliefs. So it's so important that we stop and really, really look at them. Excuse me. And really look at them and notice which ones are holding us back and how they're holding us back and how they're hurting us. So I love that you shared that. And I also wanted to mention too how you said that it felt like a failure. And I think that that is such a common response to something like this. Even for you, Tamara, you can feel like I have failed my family. And for yourself, David, I look after myself. I'm healthy, I'm fit, and now I have failed. And that's us taking it personally, right? That's our ego saying, what? Mm-hmm. How can this happen to me? So I love that you shared that, because I really do think that holds a lot of people back and creates a lot of challenges for them. So let's shift gears here. I want to talk just for a few minutes about the caregiver, Tamara. Sure. How did you make time for you, or how do you guide other people to look after themselves?
Yeah, a great tip is to make it a priority to set time every single day. I suggest at least 15 minutes just for you, whether it's a lingering bath or taking yourself out to get your nails done or talking to a friend on the phone. Fortunately, David was so supportive of me taking care of myself so that I could then turn around and take care of my guys. So he was completely supportive of me, not stopping any of my yoga practices and all the things that I have done for self-care. If you make it a priority, put it in your calendar, it will make a huge, huge difference.
Nice. You know, I love that part in your book where you shared about doing yoga, how David had insisted that you continue to go. Mm-hmm. But what I really loved was how you said that some poses release tears, it released the tension.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was not uncommon during this time for, the instructor to come by with tissues and wipe my face because, my hands and legs were very busy in a pose. And
holding you up.
It was so sweet and so endearing. And I just felt so, so supported. And any emotion was perfectly fine to express during the classes.
Nice. So finding that kind of outlet, that place where you can feel safe. If you go to a big yoga studio where you don't feel safe, maybe it's time to look for one that you can go to and just really allow things to flow.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So in case this hasn't come across strongly enough, I love your book. I really think that hospitals everywhere should have copies of Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond in their oncology departments, their treatment rooms, waiting rooms, doctor's offices, just scattered around for people to pick up. I think that it is really a powerful, beautifully written book. And I thank you both for writing it and for being so vulnerable and for sharing it.
We love you, Debbie.
They have not asked me to say this. You guys know this. I really love the book. And I think it would even make a really great purchase. And I sound surprised when I say this. I don't mean to sound that way, because I think that it's the perfect book for someone who's dealing with cancer right now, who maybe has just been diagnosed, or maybe they're, you know, halfway through their treatments, they're feeling like this isn't fair, this is really not what they signed up for. I even think it would be a great book club read. So, you know, I just think it is a great book. I hope you will go and get it. And David, would you be able to tell us where they could get it?
Yep. We've made a easy place to find it on the internet. It's livecalmwithcancer.com. Or you can simply go to Amazon and search Live Calm with Cancer and it'll come up. It's a paperback and Kindle version.
Perfect. And how about the app, Tamara? Where would they get that?
She wants me to answer this one.
Fine.
We also have a super simple way to get to the app. It's called calmcancerstress.com. So C-A-L-M, cancerstress.com. And that will point you towards either an iOS app, which will work on your iPad or iPhone, or another web app, which works on absolutely any device.
Nice. I want to remind everybody that David and Tamara have created a free mindful breath meditation as a gift for you. The link for that will be up on the blog that is connected to this podcast, as well as on the Transformation Talk radio page, but it's lovingmeditations.com/free. Thank you, David and Tamara, for speaking with us today, for sharing your wisdom. I think what you're doing is so important to all of us. I think so many people are hurting right now because of diagnoses like cancer. And so I just love that you guys have done this and provided such an excellent resource for all of us, not just the people dealing with cancer at the moment. So thank you to everyone who tuned into our show today and or listened to it as a podcast later. I so appreciate you and hope you will share today's show with everyone you know who might be struggling with their health journey. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guests, David Dashinger and Tamara Green, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.